To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And you see that this was answered in Luke 2:7, where it says this in Luke 2:7. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. So that Jesus was predicted, the Messiah, that was not just come down from the clouds, but to be born as a baby. Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. In Micah 5:2, it says this. In Micah 5:2, but you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old. And we know from Scripture that Jesus, that wasn't his beginning. He just came down as a human being at that time. But he was there and created all things. He was in the beginning. He is God. And so as we look at this, that he was born in Bethlehem. Now how does Mary, who was raised in Nazareth, both her and Joseph, get to Bethlehem? Ladies, how many of you ever had a baby? Raise your hands. Could you imagine traveling in your 9th month for 2 days on a donkey? 2 days on a donkey. Can you imagine that? I don't think so. It's horrible to think about that. But yet that's what happened. Because as we read here in Luke chapter 2, Caesar Augustus was making a decree that you're to go to your hometown, you're to go to your hometown, you're to go to your hometown, because you're going to go pay tax in the home area you were raised. He thought he was doing a thing for him to be able to get money for the coffers for Rome. But he was just a tool of God to get Mary, because Joseph, who she was espoused to, was from Bethlehem. And so they had to go to Bethlehem. And it was decreed he had to go. And she was in her 9th month, ready to deliver. It was a wonder, except for God's intervention, I think, that she didn't have the baby on the way with all the bouncing. I remember when we lived in Columbus with for our firstborn, and that we had some hills there in the north part of Columbus. As we go over them, for sure they would get a mother to come because of the bounciness of the hills if you went fast enough across them. But anyhow, God used Caesar Augustus, fulfilled Scripture in Luke 2:1-7. 9 months pregnant, on her way to Bethlehem. Anybody, any lady in her right mind would not do that, except it was ordered to be there. So, first of all, the meaning of Christmas is to celebrate his sovereignty. But second of all, is to worship Christ. It's interesting, as you look here in Luke 2, starting with verse 11. In fact, let's just go to verse 8. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord, the Messiah. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men upon whom his favor rests." And when the angels left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered in their heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they heard and seen, which were just as they've been told. So they worship. And by the way, in our manger scenes, we have the shepherds kneeling before Jesus. Am I right? With little lambs around them. And they possibly did. But the biggest thing they did in worship was to praise God. To praise Him. And that's something that we should be doing when we have Christmas. That we should be telling others of that good news. And people lately, but by the way, it used to be maybe a year, two, four, 5 years ago, they would say Happy Holidays. But I noticed they've returned to Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I return, have a blessed Christmas. I want them to know it is Christ. That is why we're celebrating Christmas. That, it's interesting. Mary worshipped. Now, she worshipped before the birth. If you look at Luke chapter 1, that and reading from 46 to 56, she worships the Lord. It says here, that Mary worship, and she is sharing here, at this time, Mary got ready and hurried in the town of the country of Judea, and then you go down to verse 46, and Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has been faithful of the humble state of a servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things. Holy is His name." And so she shares the different thing about God. I almost forgot one. The angels worship in Luke 2:13. And they come. And by the way, it doesn't say they sang. And hark the herald angels sang. That's a great song. They might have been singing. I don't know. But they spoke the words. Glory to God. They were worshiping this child. These are angels, beings over, and they were worshiping this little child. The Messiah. Why? Because this Messiah was also their boss man. He was God, but He came down in human form. So, as we look at this, the angels worshiped, Mary worshiped, and yet, even in Luke 2:19, I read, she pondered the things that the shepherd said, possibly because it was reminding her of maybe the message that the angel gave to her 9 months before she conceived, when they told her that this would happen. Yet, she knew His ability. If you remember the story of Christ, and His first miracle was doing what? Changing
water
to wine. And why did He do that? Because He wanted to be the hero? No. Mary came up to Him and said, "Son, they need help." And when He said, "Mom, it's not my time yet," she just said to the servants, "Do what He says." That's a mom, isn't it? That sometimes believes in us, and when we don't always, but Jesus said, "It's not my time," but she said, "Hey, do what He says." And Jesus, as a faithful son, did what his mom said. Wise men worship the Lord. In Matthew 2, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born the King of the Jews? We saw a star in the east and have come to worship." When King Herod heard this,